And there were some goats and other small animals out there when I was a little girl. We haven't had any out there for a pretty good while. But there was a corn crib in the barn, and an area where the horses might be kept, or a place where they could go in to get out of the weather if they wanted to, but they usually stayed in an open trap near the barn.
Now, what's a trap?
Well, a trap to us was like a pasture, a small fenced-in place where you could catch up the horses, you know, easily to bridle and saddle them.
Oh, I see. Well, what did you keep in your barns? There's a corn crib, you said, but...
Well, they were not really used an awful lot. There may have been hay stored in those. Now, I don't think the barn is even out there anymore. Of course, now they stack the hay and just a little, really an opening with just a roof over it. Just and then now so many of the, what do they call them, loaf, things that they do, hay don't require any kind of cover at all, or maybe a tarp thrown over them or something. But I'm sure hay was stored in there when I was little. But I don't remember pitching it out of the loft, you know, down into the barnyard below. I'm sure there was one. That building was not in real good shape as I can recall it. And I really didn't spend a lot of time in there.
Did you grow any kind of grain out there, other than corn? You said you had a corn crib.
I'm sure they probably did. Now, they had, I was so little when my grandparents were still living out there, and I didn't know a lot about what was going on. My main interest at that time was in the cattle. I was fascinated by them and loved it when they had to bring them up near the ranch house to vaccinate them or dehorn them or brand them or something like that. But I was never out there except on the weekend, so I don't really know a lot about the day-to-day operation of the place. I would think they did grow cover crops of some kind, but I do not know about that really. They had a big garden.
So they, they did?
Mm-hmm.
But like they didn't have a place like to keep grain. Like, what would you call a building like to keep just?
Well, I'd call it a silo, but they did not have one out there.
Have you ever heard of a granary, a granary, or anything like that?
Yes, I've heard that term, but I wouldn't use it.
What, you never use it?
Uh-uh.
Which have you heard? You say that
silo.
Oh, I see. Well, you said you might, you know, you didn't know if they stored the hay in that.
Excuse me, but were you asking me how, have I heard it pronounced, granary or granary? Granary.
That's what I wanted to do.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It didn't matter.
I'm trying to really get to where you want to be.
No,
but
that's perfect. You know, that's great. You said they stored the hay in the loft, so you do it, aren't you? Did you ever see them, like, take a pole out in the field and put it around that?
Mm-mm. No.
You ever seen it done like that at all? What would you call something like that? You know what I mean?
A haystack, I guess, but I don't ever... Now, we had a giant wood pile out there, but that's the only pile of anything, really, that I remember.
So you didn't like the haystack?
No. I don't believe we had a haystack out there. Now, let me think. I do remember one time we did, too, have a haystack because... when I was, I'd say probably in the sixth grade, one winter it was very, very cold here, and there was a fire in a big haystack out there. Now, I don't think it was right around the ranch house. It was probably somewhere else on the ranch, maybe where they couldn't get to the cattle as well to carry feed to them, maybe. But at any rate, it was out there somewhere.